Hi everyone, it's Mitch Gaynor here with your weekly look at the Glasshouse Country Land and the Sentinel on 101.5. Across Glasshouse Country, concern is growing over the planned demolition of the Glasshouse Mountains SES depot at Biwa Parade, which is going to have to happen to make way for the state government's Wave Rail project. Volunteers are telling us they still have no certainty about where they're going to be operating once the site is cleared. It's an important institution, an important organisation for Biwa, so have a read and see where this issue is going to take them. Also in Biwa, we've got minor closures expected at Biwa Station during construction of the Wave Stage 1 rail upgrade. There's increasing concern about what's going to be happening in Biwa when the Wave Rail project construction gets underway next year. So have a read of that. The Biwa Rural Fire Brigade has gone public with frustration over lease arrangements at its Roy's Road site amid claims of a so-called land grab by council. And in other news, the new $10 million multi-service fire complex has officially broken ground. The new facility at Creek Crescent is set to deliver purpose-built stations for both fire and rescue and Rural Fire Brigade. And up in Mullaney, we've got a story about a tree that's coming down that's making a few residents aren't too happy about that. A towering crow's ash tree overlooking former dairy paddocks near Tallawood Drive remains standing for now, despite a council report listing it as having zero environmental value, which residents aren't too happy about hearing. We also launch our Women in Business special feature that runs over the next 2 weeks. And we've got a spotlight on Landsborough and plenty more community news in GCNM this week. Across the Sentinel, we've got a story about a new $17.5 million PCYC facility that officially opened on King Street in Caboolture last week. It's been a long-term project, at least 10 years in the making, and it consists of a new multi-purpose sport and recreation facilities, as well as a gym, a 24-hour gym, I should say, youth spaces and outdoor courts. Got a story about Somerset Council applying for more than $5 million in federal funding for major upgrades to sport facilities in Lowood and Ferndale. Just a social story. The Caboolture Sports Club hosted the first coffee catch-up 2026, bringing together local businesses, networking across the region. And also a nice story about the Burpengary Men's Shed, which is continuing to make a difference, completing projects for local schools and community groups, supporting DV services, as well as launching new music and arts groups. So just a nice community news story there. That's a snapshot of what you're going to find across GCNM News as well as the Sentinel this week. Pick up a copy today, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Mitch on 101.5. Thanks for listening.